Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hello, and welcome to another Simple Simons.
Hello!
Oh, 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 there's an earthquake, Lewis! Oh,
oh, what? Oh, it's localized in your room. Are you okay?
Yeah, apparently. Oh,
God, that was...
Oh,
that was
sorry.
Quite something.
I'm sorry about that, everyone. I'm
that
sorry.
Was a shade more violent than in rehearsal, I've got to say.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
What the heck?
Oh. Hello. Welcome. Welcome back. Look, my glasses are wonky because Optical Express, everyone. If you want to get a pair of glasses, don't go there.
Wow.
Lewis.
Yes, what? What do you want?
Who have we got today?
We've got Pyrian Flax today.
Hello.
My good friend. Introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Pyrian Flax, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Wow. Glad you could all turn out.
Who pressed the... There's these Google Hangout effects. And someone pressed one from then. It was very appropriate. Who pressed
Pyrian,
it?
He's found a new toy to mess with, and he's going to ruin our lives and the broadcast and everything.
It might have
forever.
Been me.
Oh, my God.
Good. Good. Right, well, in this
worse
game...
Worse than Hitler.
For people who don't know... I ask Simon simple questions about our guest, and you, Pyrian, can pretty much give him points or take away points based on how accurate or inaccurate Simon is. So,
okay, as
a sort of example, first off, gentle question to sort of ease you in. What kind of things do you think Pyrian would like on a normal sandwich if he was given a choice? Would it be Marmite,
good question,
pickle, salad cream, or mustard?
So he's already got, like, a normal filling of meat or cheese or whatever, but it's what sort of condiment goes on it.
Yeah, or just, you know, maybe he doesn't want any filling.
But who would have Marmite with a sandwich? Like, you'd have that specifically on toast.
Don't give him a clue, Pyrian.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so it's not Marmite. That's good. Thanks. Thanks for the tip. It goes well with cheese, though, Marmite. So, you know, that would work.
Imagine he went to the kitchen and he wanted to make himself a sandwich. What would he make? What's his go-to sandwich? That's
his
what
go-to sandwich filling, not just condiment, but the filling, the
meat. I'm making a sandwich.
But it
What's
has to have
sandwich?
A condiment on it. It can't just be...
The total package.
Yeah.
What is it?
And I reckon ham, cheese and pickle. Ham, cheese and pickle. Very traditional. Very classic combination.
Go on then. What's the answer?
It's a good effort. How many points do I award here, or is it arbitrary?
It's up to you.
Okay.
Well, I think one for each filling that I got right.
I'm going to say one for ham, one for cheese, but I'm going to deduct a point because I hate pickles so much that the idea of having it on a sandwich is just fills me with dread.
So
almost
just
as much as I hate Marmite. I hate Marmite too.
Oh, my goodness.
So you get 1 point.
One point.
Wow. Well, that was we eased into that nicely, so now you get the idea. Okay, so what does Pyrian do when it snows, Simon?
What does he do? You mean, does he stay inside where it's nice and warm? Maybe he has a hot chocolate? Or do you think, you know, does he go outside, make a snowman, He's got kids. He's got kids. So I reckon he goes out with the kids, builds a snowman, does some, like, tobogganing, has a snowball fight. I reckon he's out there in the cold, getting wet, but he's loving it and he's having fun. He doesn't stay inside. He's not a sad, lonely man who just stays inside drinking hot chocolate all the time, like me.
I'm going to give 5 points for the fullness and correctness of that answer. Well
done. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Five.
You read me like a book.
Plus the one.
Well done.
The detective work there was sensational. Having kids is just part of it. I was out there building snowmen before there were kids here. Now there are kids here, I just have an excuse.
You're basically a hipster when it comes to making snowmen.
Hipster snowman maker. Okay. Yeah.
What kind of six? Six.
So it's
points.
Like a snowman wearing a really trendy scarf.
Yeah, and, skinny jeans. Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff.
He's got a MacBook Air. He's in Starbucks.
Yeah. He's working on a novel. All that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, good. That was a really good answer. Well done, Simon. Holy crap.
Thank you.
Okay. What's the preferred order when you've just finished in the gents and you're zipping yourself up? Is it button then zip or zip then button?
I'm sorry. What has he been doing in the gents?
He's gone for a...
He hasn't been George Michaeling, has he?
No, he's gone for just a quick leak.
A quick number one?
A quick number one.
Yeah, let's say a number one. Yeah.
So why would he undo a button? If you just did a number one.
Well, you have a trousers, right, with a button and a zip, okay? Do you do zip button or do you do button zip?
Why is he undoing...
I mean, you just... The
he's
point
not
of
pulling
the, zip
the
is...
trousers down to his yeah. ankles, standing at the urinal and pissing.
Like a three-year-old.
Well, maybe he does still do that.
No.
No, sure, he some doesn't. People still do no, that. He doesn't. He just has a zip. He undoes the zip.
I will just say, to complicate this, actually, I tend to have a button fly. I prefer that because of the inherent danger of the zip. So I tend to go for a button fly. So I do have to undo the top button, but technically it's all buttons. There's no zip. So I think the question is probably void.
Top button
but you can't,
first.
You can't do a button fly from the top first.
No,
you have to work
the question
up.
Is, Pyrrhon, this, you guys get confused.
Sorry.
Okay, this isn't a question about whether or not you undo the button and then undo the zip. And then it's not about the actual, it's not about that. It's about when you, even when you put your trousers on first in the morning, do you do the top button first?
You didn't mention this first thing in the morning scenario.
I've got a phone call.
Okay.
Do you want to just take that? Let me see who it is.
Hello.
It's me.
Can I call you back later?
We're in the middle of a podcast.
But
okay.
It's not very professional, is it?
Sorry.
It was my mum.
Jeez.
I can't. It said mum. What are you going to do? Hang up?
Well, that's what we do, and that's why we've got 6 million subscribers on YouTube.
Our mums are not pleased with us, though.
Yeah, but your mums won't speak to you. 6 million subscribers, but my mum ain't one. Thank you.
Why? Oh,
stop using the sound effects. We're not adding these. People are going to think we've added these in post. I've got access to all of them.
Oh,
are you ready, Simon?
God.
Oh! No, the timing on that was terrible. That's more appropriate.
Okay.
You are the worst. Absolutely.
Next question. Pyrrhon, you're out in a supermarket. Simon, sorry. Pyrrhon's out in a supermarket and he spies the pick and mix counter. You know, the pick and mix, all the little plastic trays of pick and mix, delicious little sweets. And you've got a bag and you have to make, I don't know, like a pound or is it kilos these days? Half a kilo. You have to fill up a bag. You have to fill up a bag of pick and mix. What do you pick?
What would he pick?
Good question.
Now, he's already said that he doesn't like Marmite, so I'm also guessing he doesn't like licorice sweets. So he would avoid licorice.
Sherlock Holmes.
That is Sherlockian.
I think he would probably Holmesian. Avoid anything too melty, so perhaps avoid the chocolate. I reckon he enjoys a good fruit salad and a flying saucer.
Okay. Fruit salads and flying saucers.
I'm pretty wide of the mark, I guess. I mean, I'm not a fan of licorice, but I do like chocolate. But I'm more of a bonbon kind of man.
A bonbon, bonbon, bonbon.
Bonbon, bonbon.
Oh. Bonbon,
or,
bonbon.
The super sour cola bottles, big fan. Like the ones that is like so bitter that it's... Like that.
I never would have thought that.
Did you remember when I was in the sweet? There's one near me, a proper old-fashioned sweet shop with the jars and everything. And one of the things they've got in there is the lemon crystals. It's just yellow sugar, like it's with a bit of lemon flavouring. Who sells this stuff to kids? When I was a kid, I remember eating that. You buy a bag of lemon crystals. It's just yellow sugar with a tiny, tiny bit of lemon flavour.
It's like meth for kids.
How do we
it?
Have teeth? How do we have teeth?
It's basically meth for kids. Well,
yeah, it's unbelievable.
But when you're a kid, you lose them all, don't you? And you get them recycled. You're sick of them by the time you're like 12 or 13.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I didn't eat that. I'm not a big sweet fan. I'm more of a savoury kind of dude.
So you would fill your little bag of Pick-a-Mix with sausage rolls and vol-au-vents?
I don't like sausage rolls or vol-au-vents.
Wow. So or I don't think I've got any points
but
for
I'm
that.
But I'm genuinely not a fussy eater. These just happen to be naming all the things I don't really go for. Sausage rolls are sort of, yeah, they're okay.
I've blown it, Lewis. I don't think I've got
that Greg sponsorship
that
is fucked.
The Greg's, that's gone. Wait, that was, hello, Greg's? Now you can stuff them. I don't want a lifetime supply of sausage rolls.
Mr. Greggs, I'm sure we had him. Didn't we have him on the phone at one point, Simon? Do you remember him?
Really?
We should interview him on this. We should get him on next week.
He hates sausage rolls as well.
Is he on Polaris?
It'll probably just be you, Simon, with an effect hat on, if you get one of the hats.
Pretending
off,
to be Mr. Greggs. Hangouts.
How do I do the, let's see, headwear? What, a hat?
Like, that's a good. Maybe that's a butcher's hat, actually.
Hello, I'm Mr. Greggs. Would you like a sausage roll?
Like that sort of thing.
I thought Mr. Greggs was more of a, like, panned. Sausage rolls are panned. Everything's
Here's
a panned.
My sausage roll.
Oh, he baked the cake, Mr. Greggs. That's fantastic.
I made you a cake.
These are so bad, aren't they?
That is so weird.
Shit.
These effects are very, very strange, aren't they?
A lot of them come with the default, like on my webcam, it's got effects like this. And the ones where you can, like, warp your face and stuff like that, or blur the background.
Simon, haven't you got some of them on your webcam as well? I don't want to get off topic here and be ridiculous.
This is what happens when you've never, like, used a webcam before. Things get really weird.
Fuck is
I don't
that?
Know what I don't know what's going on. Hello,
guys. I can't talk now. I'm in Venice.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Am I a cat now?
God, look at that. That is really creepy.
What is wrong? You're like having a
Hello?
Stroke.
Hello? I'm moving my head.
It's like a cat's had a
Hello?
Stroke and it's just... Are you okay?
I'm just fine, Lewis. Thank you for asking. I'm a cat
God,
now.
That really is something, isn't it?
Why is it so bad? Why does it think your eyes are like closed like that?
It's because I'm wearing glasses,
Take your
I
glasses
think.
Off. Take your glasses
Hang on,
off.
Hang on, let's take my glasses off. Is that improved?
Oh, there you much. Go. It's 100
Hello?
Times better.
Hello? Hello. How are you? Hello?
I think you have to exaggerate your speech
yeah.
quite a lot.
Open your mouth as wide as you can and we'll see if the cat's got teeth.
Well, that is terrifying. good. Well, let's just carry on. So next question, related to the cat, I suppose. Pyrion. Or Simon. If Pyrion could have any animal as a sort of magical familiar, you know, magical style, what would his animal, what would his spirit animal be? What would his familiar be? His companion? Maybe he could change into it.
So it's he's like a witch and he has a familiar, but it's also his spirit animal and he can transform into it.
Yeah, I just want to pick the animal which you think resonates, may resonate very, very strongly with him.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like, if you ever read the Amber Spyglass, they all had these, like...
Demons.
They had these, like, yeah, demons, which were kind of like them, but like an animal of them. Oh, it's a bit weird.
Sort of like a... So am I joined to this animal in a spirit way? Like, perhaps, not more than a familiar, but almost like a sort of...
Yeah, it's like your soul.
Okay, in an animal.
Yeah.
But I'm still me as well.
Yeah.
Can I see what the animal sees?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. No.
Yep. Okay.
Oh. No. See, he's thinking. He doesn't know the answer immediately, so he's having a good think.
Yeah. Who doesn't have that on the tip of their tongue? If you're a spirit animal joined by a telepathy, you should just know like that, right?
I should have asked you this question beforehand, so I knew the answer.
Well, he's got to come up with an answer, and if I like the sound of it, maybe I'll go for that.
And give him points. Okay.
I'm pretty flexible on the whole spirit animal thing.
I think he would be a big, scary sort of like direwolf, and you know he would be like a free spirit, just sort of you know running like a lone wolf. He isn't tied down by the pack. You know, he's free, he roams, he kills rabbits and eats them for his dinner. Ooh. Delicious.
You're selling it. 10 points. I like that.
10 points?
Yeah, yeah, 10 points.
That's what he wants to be. I don't know whether that's actually what he would be. I reckon he would be like a
kind of... Who decides? What, I just find out that I've got a crappy spirit animal.
Yeah.
It's like a, that's what happened with Janeway.
It's like a pigeon. It's like
Janeway
a pigeon.
Janeway on Voyager. She was like a shitty little lizard thing.
Oh, God. Yeah, that'd be me. I'd end up being like a weevil or something.
What Dota 2 character would you be?
Oh, wow. Probably Skeleton King, obviously. Oh. Because, you know, that's like my thing. Let me see if I can carry off a crown.
So if you were... Oh, God.
Ha-ha! Yes!
All these fucking things.
Christ, why?
Oh, my God.
Why?
The king is here!
Did you just play the Inception sound? Have you done that?
There's a music. God.
That is amazing.
Not so much that one for that's not very kingly.
That's
not every time the crown. No, the king is arisen. Ha! It's sort of.
Okay.
And on that bombshell.
Next question. Let's go with the next one. So
10 points. I think I'm up to 16 now.
Yeah. So yeah. 10, yeah. 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 16. You didn't get any points for all the sweets and everything like that. So yeah.
You're doing good. You're doing very well. You've been doing good
lately. What's the high score so far?
We're not really keeping track, to be honest. Okay. No idea.
He did well on Hat Films, actually.
Yeah.
Didn't do so well on Sips. Mm. Didn't do super well on Terps either.
Well,
did very
that's
well
because
on
you
films.
Scored it, and you were very, you know, you were very frugal with the giving away of points, Lewis.
You've been. I don't think you've been as accurate with Pyrian as you have been with Hat Films, but Pyrian's liked your answers, so that counts for a lot.
Yeah, that does count for a lot.
We never did get an answer about that trousers button zip thing, but it doesn't matter about that now. What is your... I don't know why I'm so obsessed with that. What is your preferred Monopoly piece? So, Simon, what is Pyrian's preferred Monopoly piece? His go-to
I would
Monopoly
say
piece.
The race car. The hat.
All about the hat, baby.
Ah! God
sorry.
Damn it.
It's the hat, the top hat.
I'm a classy property owner / magnate. Who, you know, I want a hat, preferably one of them top hats.
You don't want a flash car to, like, drive around and view
your property. I don't drive, I am driven. And I don't care what kind of car it is as long as it has champagne in the back and room for my top hat.
Well, do you actually not drive?
No, I do have a car, yeah.
No. Real life, you are just a normal person, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not actually a property magnate. I'm just channeling my Monopoly... player.
So do you sort of role play when you do Monopoly? Do you really get into the mind of a really corrupt,
absolutely,
nasty...
I'm like a slum landlord, you know what I mean? I buy all the cheap properties and just fill them with hotels and drive the poor people out.
Oh,
become
God,
evil,
that's,
yeah.
That's horrible.
It's Monopoly, dude.
Jeez.
I've always wondered about that. Like, if you build, like, a hotel on a really shit place like Old Kent Road, is it a really shit hotel? Is that the whole point? It's like a really
run-down... It costs the same as a hotel on Mayfair. No, actually, it doesn't, does it? It costs the same to build it, but then you charge more, which is, you know, basically that's capitalism to a T.
I read somewhere like the optimal strategy for Monopoly was to like get the ones which are like the orange ones or something and it's the
that,
red ones.
Yeah, because round by the free parking square.
Yeah.
Because they're moderate cost and, you know, I think because if the further you get around the board, there's a chance to land on that community chest thingy that sends you to jail,
that's
past
right.
go.
That's
and
exactly
also the go to jail is right at the top of that avenue, so you could just skip the whole lot.
The whole
so
point
statistically,
is that
people are going to land around that area.
Yeah,
yeah,
also because the average roll is 7.5 as well. So.
Everything sends you to jail. And obviously, yeah, when you roll 2 dice, the average roll is a 7. That's the most common thing. So you get sent to jail all the time, and then you roll 7s and combination of 7s, and that puts you more distributed on the orange and red. And also, the best thing to do is not to build hotels, it's to build 2 or 3 houses. So when you're playing Monopoly with your families this Christmas, there's the strategies that you need.
There you go. You've learned something today by watching this.
To dominate.
Never
and cause
thought that
terrible
would
family arguments. Of course, if I were playing Monopoly with you, I would graciously lose and step out early because then you avoid all the arguments and everyone's happy. Monopoly's not a very good game. Like
Mrs. F refuses to play it.
No, it's...
Yeah, she refuses. She cheats when she does play, and then to avoid the issue, and because she hates it, she just avoids playing it. But she does cheat. She's always the banker, takes money from the bank, all the rest of it.
Wow.
She did that on one of the first times that I went around her house, because I've known her since we were like 18. Okay. That's when we started dating. So we went around the house because we were still basically, you know, your kids. We were like, well, what should we do? Let's play Monopoly. Play Monopoly.
You guys.
It was crap. And then we were like, wow. Wait, why don't we just get off with each other instead? It's like, yeah.
So, so the board just scattered the hotels everywhere.
That hat got kicked under the table. I just
did he just like clear the board like that and you threw her on top of the coffee table. But it was a glass one and she smashes through.
Oh my god, you had like a an iron sticking in your ass and stuff and like oh my god, terrible. I'm trying to think of the other the dog, the little dog.
Oh,
god,
don't bring the dog into this. Why? Why? Don't listen, Mandrew. Don't listen. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Poor old Pooch.
Wow. That was quite something. But yeah, Monopoly. Originally, it was like made as like by some lady who was very teaching. She was a teacher, and she wanted to tell people of the evils of Monopoly and how Monopoly is a bad thing, you know, because it doesn't prevent.
I'm not sure that's true, you know.
I think
I thought the guy that did it drew it on his kitchen tablecloth. I'm going to Google it now.
All right, Google that, and I'll ask Simon the next question.
All right. Okay.
What does Pyrian do when his DS or other thing that uses like AA batteries or AAA batteries run out of batteries? What does he do? Oh my god! It's like the TV remote. What happens when it runs out of batteries? What do you do?
What do I do when I run out of batteries? Is that the question?
Yeah, he buys more batteries
from the shop.
So literally, he's on the couch. It's like 9 o'clock. You know, he's watching telly. The remote's run out of batteries. What does he do? How's he turn the telly
off? Takes them out the smoke alarm and puts them in the TV remote.
Is that right, that's your answer?
Minus a point for that terrible, unsafe answer.
Don't
which
do
is
that
giving
at
people
home.
Bad ideas. First of all my smoke alarms are hardwired to the power on the house, so they don't require batteries, so they never go out. And
Second of all, everybody
knows you open up the back and you just give it one of these. You just twist the batteries a little bit in place, and then you put the thing back on, you bang it a few times, and then it works just long enough to get you through the day.
Well, that is not the answer I expected at all.
No, I wasn't. Wow, there you go.
How does the science of that work? Period.
Do you give
them more energy when you
it's
rub
magic.
Them?
No, you just because sometimes what's happened is that I think that if they're older batteries, you know, there's like a buildup of whatever guff is created, because you know when you leave batteries in there for ages.
Is that the scientific term, the guff?
Electrical guff.
It's called electro guff. Right?
Electro guff.
The electro guff builds up on the points.
And you've got to sort of shake out the guff.
You twizzle the guff off the battery points, give it a twizzle, bam, 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 and away you go. Or you stick them in the fridge overnight. That's the other. But I mean, I generally keep a lot of batteries to hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're a dad, so do you have, like, a shed with a lawnmower? Do you have a...
I have a shed. Don't have a lawnmower. We have a paved garden.
Oh, very efficient. Do you have a ladder? Do you own your own ladder?
I do, yeah. Two kinds.
Do you own your own ladder?
Oh, sorry.
You just asked him, do you own your own ladder?
And he said yes. That means he's a proper dad. Don't you remember we defined this before? That if you own your own ladder, that is the point at which you become a proper dad.
I have a sledgehammer.
Oh my god!
Are you the kind of person who, like, if a truck driver like needs a bit of backing out, you can back him out and stuff, and he'll trust you to do it?
I can do that. I have the authoritative stance of a driver and a dad, and I own a ladder. You've made me proud to own a ladder now. I've never, ever been prouder of anything in my life.
Can you tell me some of the things you've done with said ladder and why did you end up buying it? I want to hear the story of why you needed a ladder. At what point in your life did you think, shit, I don't have a ladder. I really fucking need one.
Where's the ladder? We don't have one. Right. I went to Homebase or Wix, one of the two. Wix is where you go when you've really progressed. Homebase is like the starter level. You go to Homebase, you just need some paint, and you don't know what you're doing, and there's just kids working there. You go to Wix, there are men buying things in Wix.
Wix is like
around.
The next tier. The
yeah, Wix
tier.
Is like you graduate to Wix, because if you go in there, you can't fuck around at Wix. You've got to know what you're going for. If you go into Wix, you say, I'm looking for one of those tools. It's like, it goes, spins around, and you sort of hold it, and it makes holes. You'd be like, a drill. Whereas in Homebase, they'd go, Never heard of that, mate. No. So Wix is like your step up. So you go in there, you buy a ladder. You've got your brow is level, expression blank. You just walk out with the ladder, just nod to the man. He just nods back at you. You pay and you leave. And I'll tell you what you use ladder for is to get to something that is higher up than you're able to get otherwise.
What do they do with the ladder? Do they? Do you have to? Is there a barcode? Do they have to like?
There's
get
a barcode
it
on the side. Yeah.
Onto like the till and sort
well,
of.
Well, see,
scan
at home base
it.
They just have beep, a till.
Beep.
God, that's uncanny. At Wix, I think they have a gun on a cord so they can get round and scan.
They fucking shoot people.
Yeah, with the gun. And if you make it out, then you get to keep a ladder.
So how did you get the ladder home?
In my car. Because I put the seats down and it's a big car. So.
Oh, it's a family car. It's a big space wagon. Is it a big
It's a
family?
CRV, so it's like a 4x4.
Do you own like tarpaulins and things to keep the mud off the back?
I do have a tarpaulin, yeah.
Oh my God, it's getting...
I had to buy recently a leather cover for the rear tyre on the back of my car with, you know, like a replacement leather cover for your spare tyre. Something you'd never imagine ever having to buy in your life.
You are our age, roughly.
I don't know, I'm 37, so I might be a tad older than you guys, I'm not sure.
Simon's getting there. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm only a couple of years younger. Oh, right. I don't have a ladder.
What tools do you own?
I've got a screwdriver, I think.
How many?
He thinks.
One. I think it's in the toilet.
Oh, dear.
I don't know why. Not in the bowl, but in the bathroom.
No,
you keep it in the cistern.
In the spare
like in The
toilet.
Godfather. He goes to get the gun. There's just like Simon's screwdriver there.
Yeah, I don't own many tools or tarpaulins.
I have a power drill. I have a heat gun for removing paint.
You have a heat gun?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crap, is it like a Black & Decker? No, I'm still interested on the ladder. So what do you mean
I bought it because there were things on top of the conservatory. I needed to get up there to have a look because I needed to reseal the guttering on top of the conservatory because it was letting some water
in. Don't you make videos talking about this? Why do you bother with Dota or Outlast or any of that bollocks?
Talking about owning a ladder and how to use it.
This is fascinating.
This is really interesting to us. Yeah, I'm really interested just to hear this insight.
Oh, wow.
I would have never thought.
Had to get up there and I got some wooden boards from the timber yard near me. I put them down on top of the conservatory.
Oh, my God, that's like tier three. So you've got home base Wix and then timber yard.
The actual timber yard. I had to buy some wood to get up there because I didn't want to go through the conservatory glass. So you lay your board out.
What is a timber yard? Tell me about this.
They sell wood. They just sell wood.
Do these places exist? Where
are
they?
Yeah, they do. They're everywhere. You'll see them everywhere now. You won't be able to move for timber yards. They'll be popping out of the woodwork.
What, so you just drive in and you're like, hello, can I have some wood, please?
Yeah. You drive in, you go to the desk. There's like an office manned by a surly timberman. And you say
to him,
a timberman.
Oh my God.
And you say to him, I'd like a wooden board, please. He'd say, how thick? And you have to know the thickness either in millimeters or in inches. If you want to be old school, you tell him the thickness in inches. If you want to be modern, you say like 12 mil board or whatever, and he'll get it for you. And so then what size? And you give them the dimensions and they'll cut it. Or if they have it, you can just say, yeah, I'll take that. And then the tricky part is getting it home. So sometimes, like luckily I was able to get mine cut. And I could fit it in the back of the car, got it home, laid it across the top of the conservatory, got out there, cleared out the guttering, and applied the chemical sealant. And then,
oh my God! Yeah, chemical sealant!
I had to buy special gloves. They were like special chemical gloves. These things are so tough that you can do anything with these gloves.
I'm not sure I want to know more. Have you disposed of bodies with them before?
You could very easily.
Oh my God. Gets his boat and he goes out on the harbour and he just drops the bin bags off into the water.
It's just full of leaves from the guttering.
Sort all the crap out the gutters. Good. Well, look, thank you. I think that will wrap it up. Thank you so much, Purim, for being on. Of course, we forgot to ask this last time, but the final question, because of course Simple Simon was a pieman, what's your favourite pie filling, type of pie filling? Simon, what do you think?
Now, he doesn't like sausage rolls, but he does like savoury things. So, steak and kidney pie.
Oh, bingo.
Oh!
Can't top that, baby.
Well done. That is top-notch, Simon.
Well done.
Top-notch so, pie guessing. That's why you, Simon, are the king of the pies.
I don't know, how many points do you think a steak and kidney pie is worth? Let your conscience decide.
Five.
Okay. I'd say ten. We'll say 10. We'll say 10. Yeah,
so
10.
That puts me on, what, 26 points?
25.
I
deducted a point.
Okay, it's 25 yeah. points. Right.
25 points?
Yeah, that's pretty well bloody good.
It's got to be a record. It's got to be a record.
Well done, yeah.
That is a very good score, bearing in mind you don't know Pyrion as well as you know some of the other people who've been on.
Shoot at.
Thank you so much, Pyrion. You're amazing. We'll have you back on, I'm sure, in future when we start running out of guests and we have to have the same people on.
I look forward to that day when you are so desperate you have to say, let's get him on. Yeah.
We'll
get
talk more about conservatories and guttering and gloves.
I can prepare a display and perhaps even have some tools to hand to show you and talk about.
Oh my God.
Tool time. I don't think
awesome.
So, Tim.
We cannot wait. Thank you. And goodbye.
Oh, God, why? What?